Thanks, Katya, and thanks to Atwater and for you guys for being here. This is my first reading in Montreal, so I'm delighted to be here. So I wrote this book about the end of the world. I guess in a way it's maybe more accurate to say it's sort of trying to capture what it feels like to know you're living an unsustainable life, I think is one way I look at the poems in this book. So I'll start with the first poem in The Good News About Armageddon, which is sort of seems appropriate to start a night of poetry. Advisory. The following program contains language and brief sexuality, which some may find disturbing. The following program may contain graphic content relevant to the development of character or to the advancement of the theme or plot. Women's bare breasts, man's bare buttocks. The following program may invite dangerous imitation, such as the use of plastic bags as playthings or unsafe physical acts, such as climbing apartment balconies. The following program may contain realistic scenes of violence, which create the impression that violence is the preferred or only method to resolve conflict. The audience is advised to follow its programming. People smoke, people snort drugs, someone drowns. The following program may contain domestic and civil disorders, scenes of destruction and accident. A coarse audience is intended. The following program may deal casually with themes which could threaten the viewer's sense of security, e.g. the death or injury of parents, close relatives, or pets. Evidence of fatalism and irreligion, excessive special effects not required by the storyline. The following program may contain scenes not suitable for language. The audience may contain violence not intended by the program. People are assaulted, fighting, gunplay, several car crashes, a fatal animal attack. Objectionable words and phrases, approximately 50. So that poem is a mashup of two things, the voluntary code of conduct for Canadian broadcasters and the parental guidance on a DVD copy of Adaptation, the movie Adaptation. And what amazed me about that is that it's actually someone's job to sit through the movie and sort of come and pull out those scenes that need to be flagged for the viewer. The hypochondriac flies to Mexico. The plane is sick. Feverish chills shudder through its aluminum skin. The hatch hums closed, a stopper in a test tube of plague. En route to takeoff, the pilot's nasal drawl, "Thank you for flying, pandemic air." The plane is sick. It hobbles aloft, the landing gear withdraws into the belly like shocked testicles. Seated on the aisle, I squint down the length of the cabin, human convection plumes, germ halos. The woman in the window seat makes three trips to the restroom in an hour. Adenovirus? Norwalk? Dysentery? The plane is sick, its cargo contagion. My throat abraded by recycled air, the stuporous quiet by a child's sobs and tubercular wheezes. I want to say, with the time that is left, I always loved you, would have followed you anywhere. Squeeze my hand, see how our words trail into coughs. Autobiographical on that one. Directions to the Ark. First right after the abattoir. A monologue next. The Tooth Fairy's Lament. None of the cachet of the fat man in the red suit. I am soon forgotten, obsolete. Nobody rides around in carriages anymore, much less one studded with milk teeth, enamel gleaming coldly in the moonlight. It isn't easy working nights. One is always tired, slave to circadian rhythms. No colleagues, no banter around the water cooler to keep one sane. I fear I've become a strange old bird, stealing into a child's room after dark, lifting her little head off the pillow, fumbling beneath. Should she wake, a flick of my wand and she'll be wood again. Forgive me, girl, I didn't mean to frighten you. I'm not good with children. May I offer a crumb of advice before I put you under? This won't be the last of life's exfoliations. We go on exchanging bits of ourselves, and for what? A few coins, something sweet. It's right your tongue should worry itself raw. Though a new incisor already cuts the gum, this is still a loss. Youth is what we all covet. Be careful how you dispose of yours. Many would use it against you, cast spells. A tooth may be buried, swallowed, or salted and burned. I prefer them strung around my neck like pearls. So I think in that one, I was trying to restore some of the original menace to that, the myth of the Tooth Fairy, which has sort of been Disney-fied over time. The origins are a bit obscure, but it seems like you took your child's tooth when it fell out and disposed of it yourself so that someone who meant ill and knew witchcraft couldn't take it and use it as against your child. So